Hi, this week the question is one church just as good as another? In other words, does it matter what church you go to? Today, many people say, what difference does it make what church you belong to? One church is just as good as another. The church seems to be the only thing in the world, though, that people say this about. When it comes to physical matters, people don't say this sort of thing. For example, when they look for a spouse, they don't say, oh, what difference does it make? One woman's just as good as another. When they buy a car, they don't say, oh, they're all the same. What difference does it make? And when they're sick with a disease, do you think people say, get me a doctor of any kind. They're all the same, a pediatrician, a dentist. They're all the same. What difference does it make? No, in all of these things, we know it makes a big difference. And when it comes to spiritual matters, though, everyone is saying, what difference does it make? One church is just as good as another. Perhaps the first thing we should do in answering this question is to ask another question. Perhaps we should first ask, is the church even necessary to begin with? The answer to this is yes. The church is so important and so necessary that Jesus shed his blood for the church. In Acts chapter 20, verse 28, the Bible says, shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. Since Jesus shed his blood for the church, men cannot be saved without it. Since he shed his blood for his church, it's obvious that one church is not just as good as another. For a man-made church could never be just as good as the church for which Jesus died. It makes a difference what church we go to because not every church is obeying God's will. If they were all obeying God's will, they would all be exactly alike because God has only one will and it never changes. In Matthew 15, verse 9, Jesus said, in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. In Matthew 7, verse 21, Jesus said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Here, then, is the secret of being the Lord's church. The church that keeps the Lord's commandments is the Lord's church. In 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 5, the Bible says, now by this we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. If a church is keeping the commandments of God, then you can know that that church is the Lord's church. But on the other hand, if a church is not keeping the Lord's commandments, you can know beyond any doubt that that church is of satanic origin. It will jeopardize your soul. Now, what are some of the commandments that Jesus gave his church? Well, we obviously cannot mention them all here on this short program, but here are a few to consider. First, Jesus commanded his church to immerse sinners in water for the remission of sins. In Mark 16, verse 15 and 16, Jesus said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. In Acts 2, verse 38, Peter said to them, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. If a church does not teach immersion in water for the remission of sins, they are not the Lord's church. Remember, 1 John chapter 2, verse 4 plainly says, he who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Second, Jesus commanded his church to eat the Lord's Supper on the first day of every week. In Acts chapter 20, verse 7, the Bible says, on the first day of the week, the disciples came together to break bread. When eating the Lord's Supper, Jesus commanded his church to use only one loaf of unleavened bread in the assembly. In 1 Corinthians 10, verse 17, the Bible says, "For we, though many, are one bread and one body, for we all partake of that one bread." Likewise, Jesus commanded his church to use only one cup containing fruit of the vine in the assembly. In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 25, the Bible says, "In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" Well, third, Jesus commanded his church to have the women remain silent in all of its public assemblies. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 34 and 35, the Bible says, "Let your women keep silent in the churches, for they are not permitted to speak, but they are to be submissive, as the law also says. And if they want to learn something, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is shameful for women to speak in church." Well, fourth, Jesus also commanded his church to sing songs of praises to God without the use of mechanical instruments. In Ephesians 5, verse 19, the Bible says, "Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." Well, on and on we could go, but these are some of the more obvious commands that God gave which are being ignored by many churches today. Does it make a difference what church we belong to? Yes, it makes a very big difference. We must be in the Lord's church to be saved, and we can know that we are in the Lord's church only if the church is keeping His commandments. Let me read again 1 John 2, verse 3. "By this we know that we know Him, if we keep His commandments." Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.